Hey, I want to just share with you what God's put on my heart tonight, and it's a bit different than usual. It's a kind of topical message, and as I was just praying about this evening, the thing that I felt would be right to share was just stuff that God's been saying to me over recent weeks. So I hope this is okay, really, to share my heart. And, you know, if you're part of this church, you'll know that one of the things that God's been speaking to us on is about fear, about overcoming fear. It's been a big thing we've been looking at, and I believe it's something that God keeps wanting us to grow in, how to be people of faith and of courage. So I'm sure none of you guys ever battle with fear or anything like that, but I'll be honest and say that sometimes I do, and I know that actually as a church sometimes we can we can give way to fear in our lives. So that's what I want to talk about tonight. And I think it will fit in a bit with this kind of Advent time, because I want to talk about preparing for the future. Because I think particularly sometimes it can be things in the future that we're fearful of. Maybe you got something this week that you're thinking, oh no, how am I going to get through that? Or maybe it's something coming up in the next year, in 2015. Or maybe it's even something you're facing right now and you're thinking, I don't know how this is going to come together. And it's not that it's particularly got a date on it. You're just thinking, I can't see my way through this. So I want to talk about, how do we prepare for the future? Not just how do we prepare for Christmas. That's probably what a bunch of us are thinking about as well. But how do we prepare for the things that can be challenging in our lives? So I wonder, how do you like to prepare for the things that you face that are not so easy? I know that in my life, I can all too easily think, right, well, if I can have something sorted, if I can be as strong as possible or as clear in my mind as possible or as prepared as possible myself, that's going to be the answer. If I can go into it with as much information and as much clarity and as much wisdom, a great strategy and lots of strength, that is usually my preferred option. And I had a quiet day the other day when I was in a really intense week, and I thought, you know what I really need to do in this quiet day? I need to sort all the problems out in my life and the church's life out and get real clarity and make it all happen. And do you know what God spoke to me on that day? He said, David, far more than having all that strategy and plan and clarity, what you need is, guess what? Me. I needed to know that he was with me. And tonight, folks, I want you to get this very, very clearly, because whatever you're facing at the moment, this, I believe, is your biggest need. To know that Jesus is with me, with you. So turn to a neighbor and say this: God is with me. Okay? Turn to a neighbor, turn to someone around you, say, God is with me. And then find someone who's, if you're on your own, just move around a little bit, and then say to them, God is with you. So say, God is with me, and then say, God is with you. Okay? And Katie, God is with you. And God's with me. Amen. Okay. And up there, guys, God is with you. And God's with me. Let's turn to the scripture, shall we? Here we go. Joshua 1, verse 9. Famous verse. Great verse on courage. Joshua 1, verse 9 says this. If you don't have a Bible, Sheila's very kindly just grabbing a few Bibles. Just raise a hand. I'm going to do a few verses as we go through tonight, so it'll probably help you to have a Bible in front of you. Here we go. Thanks, Sheila. Just a couple of hands right here at the back there. And one more there. Be great. Joshua 1 verse 9. It's like the sixth book in the Bible, so just after Deuteronomy. And here's what Moses said to Joshua. Now, the Lord said to Joshua, really. It's a repeat of what God had said to Joshua through Moses in Deuteronomy 31. But here is what God says, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. There we go, folks. Church, Holland Road. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for you have a fantastic plan and strategy, and your strength will see you through. Have you got that translation too? Do you not have that one? Okay. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be terrified, do not be discouraged. Read it with me. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Jesus, as we just dive into this verse and a few others, Lord, I pray for myself and for each and every one of us tonight. God, please open our eyes and our hearts that you might impress on us that your presence will never leave us. That you're with us right now. And that as, Lord, you do that, as you reveal that by your Spirit, in even greater measure maybe than we've ever known, Lord, I pray for fear to go, for faith and courage to rise. And Lord, I pray that not just would we know your presence, we would sense your presence. For I ask in the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. Oh man, Joshua was a kind of military man. He would have been given an awesome task to go into the promised land to lead the people after Moses. And he was a man who wanted to do that in a way that led to victory. And in fact, Joshua is an amazing book of victory, of God working in that way. But this here is absolutely fundamental to understanding the book. Joshua had been given this amazing promise that if he would stay close to God and obey his commands, that just God would be with him and that God would give him the victory. That the people in their preparedness to go into the land didn't need a sort of amazing strategy. What they needed was the Lord and an awareness of their need. You see, actually preparedness comes out of our humility of recognizing that we're not the answer. So you go into this week, whatever you face, one of the things we were hearing this morning is that so dangerous a thing is pride. Far better to be in a place where we think, you know what, I can't cope with this week on my own. Amen! I can't! I don't know if you can, but I can't. What we need is the Lord. What we need is his help, and humility places us in that place of recognizing that his promise is sure. So if you look back in Deuteronomy 31, this is how often God had sort of repeated this refrain to Joshua. Look back to Deuteronomy 31:8. This was a great promise that I love too here in Deuteronomy 31:8. Moses has called Joshua to him and has said this. The Lord himself goes before you, and what does it say? Will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Again, a refrain that gets repeated time and time again in the scriptures. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. What's our reason not to fear? The Lord is with us. He was with Joshua and he was with the people throughout the time in the scriptures. That was the thing they most needed to realize. In fact, when they thought they could do it in their own strength, that's when it went utterly wrong. And so, folks, as we prepare for tomorrow, as we prepare for the week ahead, as we prepare for a coming year, we're not going to be able to do it because we're prepared enough in of ourselves. Our preparation is our humble recognition that we need God and he's present. He's present to help us. So that's Joshua and Deuteronomy. Here's my next place that I was thinking in the scripture. Well, surely maybe this was just as I was wrestling with the Lord on that quiet day. I was thinking, well, God, that's all right for Joshua. But, you know, for others, I'm sure there was others who, you know, they had a great strategy and a plan. And so I was trying to rack my brains about other places in scriptures which kind of said, don't fear, and then maybe gave another answer. So I remembered this is a wonderful verse I was taught as a teenager. Great verse to learn. Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10. Do you want to turn there with me? And it's a wonderful promise. In fact, it starts, so do not fear. So that's going to be a good one, isn't it, folks? That's going to be a good one. That's going to help us here. Isaiah 41:10. Are you ready? If you know this one off by heart, you can say it out with me. If you don't, it's right there. Isaiah's kind of middle of the Bible, sort of just after the Psalms, a few after that. Isaiah 41:10, and it says this. It says what? So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And I thought, my goodness, it's exactly the same. It's exactly the same. Isaiah, as you anticipate, and these passages now in Isaiah 40 all the way to 66 are forward-looking passages as Isaiah hears God speaking to the people as they go forward into the future. He's saying, look, don't fear. I am with you. I am with you. Amazing promise. So I remember hearing an illustration once about a rugby match. I don't know if you ever watched rugby. There's quite a bit going on at the moment, although often not on the channels that's easy to watch if you don't have Sky and stuff like that. But there's this amazing thing in rugby that you can only pass backwards. So you can't kind of run forward and just throw it to the other person. You need someone who's kind of at your side. It works best when you've got to... Here, come on, Graham. I'm sure you used to play rugby. What should we throw? Is that a bicycle helmet? That's your hat. Here we go. This is our little, if we were running towards the line and, you know, and Keith and Sheila were the opposition running towards us, what we'd do is, you know, Graham would shout in my ear as I was kind of running toward me and say, I'm with you. You know, so you'd say, with you. And then I would throw it and I would kind of probably get blocked by these guys, but he would run on and it'd be great. And probably a diving try, wouldn't it be? And that wonderful phrase, if you're running in rugby, where someone says, hey, I'm with you. It's like, wow, we're in this together. And today, hear this as you go into tonight and tomorrow and this week. Jesus is saying, hey, with you, Suzanne, with you, Maria, with you, Ian, with you, Zach, with you. Isn't that great? It's an amazing thing to know that God is with us. So don't fear, because he's with us. And he is big. He's great. He's not just a good rugby player who knows how to put down a try at the end. He's the God Almighty. In fact, we were singing these songs. Did you remember, Katie, the first one we sang was that sense of forever. You are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever God is with us. Forever, forever, forever he's faithful, forever he's strong, forever God is with us. His presence will not leave us. That's good news. So here we come, Advent time, guys. I'm now going to jump forward to the New Testament, and you know, the angel appears to Mary, and I'm thinking again, yep. The Christmas story, tons of don't be afraid, isn't there? You know, the angel comes and says, don't be afraid. So I'm thinking Luke 1, let's turn to Luke 1. Luke 1, the angel appears to Mary, and in verse 28, this is what he says. Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Boy, did Mary need to know that. The Lord is with you. And then the angel goes on and says, you know, don't be afraid. You found favor with God. And I often think about Mary at this time, and I think about how the angel came to her just that one time. And then she, as it were, had to kind of cling on to those promises and the things he said as she went through those months and the trauma of them and the anxiety that must have been there and the potential for fear. And yet that was the promise. The promise was that it wasn't just that moment, the angel then. The promise was that the Lord is with her. The Lord is with her, helping her. And even the angel coming to Joseph, Matthew chapter 1. He comes with this amazing message that this one is going to be called Emmanuel in Matthew chapter 1. Emmanuel, which means God's with us. See, Jesus is the one who's coming in very presence, kind of moving into the neighborhood, reminding us that God is with us to help us so that we need not fear. His presence is with us. So where does courage come from, folks? Courage comes from knowing that God is with us and will not fail us. He is present and can help us. So even as Jesus then sends out the disciples at the end of the Great Commission, jump to the end of Matthew's gospel here. I was thinking about this and this call that God's put on us to be those that are going and reaching people. And I hope you got some candlelight invitations. I picked some up this morning and already I've run out. So I'd encourage you, if you've done the same, get some more. But do give out the ones you've got. And I was thinking about this this wonderful message that we're going to go and spread. And the end of Matthew's Gospel, Matthew 28, 18 to the end there, 18 to 20, it says this. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." These are kind of a bunch of disciples, some of whom are even doubting at that moment, many of whom have fled and run away, and they're to go and reach the whole world and to teach them to obey everything that he's commanded. So you're thinking, okay, surely Jesus, you're going to give them now a plan or a strategy or something to do with that so that they can figure out how to do that. And what does he say to them? He says, "And surely I am with you always." He promises his presence. And then gives them actually very little other than that. But he's promised us his presence. And with his presence is everything we need as we face tomorrow. There's an old hymn we used to sing, "You know who holds the future and he'll guide me with his hands." It talks about, so as I face tomorrow with its problems large and poor or small, I'll trust the God of miracles. Give to him my all, the one who goes with us, the one who's mighty and able to save. And with that wonderful promise of his presence that nothing can separate us from, we can then go in and be those more than conquerors. I love this bit in Romans 8. I've been thinking quite a bit about Romans 8 in recent days. And Romans 8 is very real about the challenges in life. But it's amazing how this big and great, loving, gracious and sovereign God says that nothing can separate us from his love. And here's this little phrase at the end where it says in verse 37, "No, in all these things, all these challenges, all these things, whatever you're facing, we are more than conquerors." Not because of all that we can do and all the strength that we've got. But here's the thing. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Through him who loved us. Through Jesus who's promised his presence with us no matter what we're facing and whatever we're going through. The one who's great and mighty and gracious and faithful and sticks with us. And I need him. And you need him, and we need not fear, because he's with us. So, the main point of this message is for us to take home that time and time again in the scriptures, Jesus says, don't be afraid. And when he says, don't be afraid, he says, don't be afraid, because he's present with us. As we look to the future, the best preparation we can have is a humble heart that knows and trusts in the promises of God, that God is with us. And then with that comes courage. With that comes courage to face tomorrow, to face the things that are going on, to face even situations, and to be able to have a peace that knows that whatever we're facing, Jesus is right there, and we can cast our cares, as it were, to him. You can say, okay, God, here it is. You're with me. Help me. And I love this little bit in the Psalms, Psalm 55, verse 22. It's a verse that I've had going round and round in my head for about a month now. And there's a little video clip we're going to show now. And this is one of the wonderful things that happens as we know God's presence. We can kind of cast our cares on him. And my little take home for you is to try and memorize this verse. It's a verse that reminds us that we can give to God our situation and know that he's going to uphold us. He's going to sustain us. That word literally means to kind of hold underneath, sustain. And he's got us. He's with us that close that he's going to come underneath and uphold us. And here's this great verse, and I think you'll find this is helpful to memorize it. So we're just going to watch this, and we're going to go into a time of just casting our cares on this one who's with us as we just pause. So thank you, Ben. Let's watch this. It's about sort of 5 minutes long, but it helps us remember this wonderful verse, Psalm 55, verse 22.
Psalm 55, 22.
Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will sustain you. eyes on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will sustain you. And He will never, never, never let the righteous fall. Let the righteous fall. No. He will never, never, never let the righteous fall. Let the righteous fall. No. Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will sustain you. I said, cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will sustain you. Never, never, never let the righteous fall. Let the righteous fall. No, He will never, never, never let the righteous fall. Let the righteous fall. No.
Psalm 55:22.
Psalm 55:22, what does it say? Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. See? You can still memorize verses. I love that picture of the boat with the Lord sustaining us. Because He's with us. He's with us. He's Emmanuel. He's Jesus. So I wonder if we can just in this moment come before this one who's here and just bring to Him the things that maybe are causing us to be concerned, our cares, maybe our anxieties about this coming season or the future in whatever way, and why not just come, He's here now, and just offer them to Him. Let's just pause, we're going to be still for a moment and know His presence. Lord Jesus, we welcome You, You're here, Lord. That picture of You standing at the door of Your church knocking, we want to open the door wide and say, come in Jesus, we need You. Welcome. We haven't just come to a service tonight, Lord, we've come to meet with You. You've promised Your presence. So just give to Jesus the things that You've carried here tonight. The burdens. Jesus, come Holy Spirit. Sometimes I find it helpful to almost imagine some things in my hands and as it were pass them over to Him. Lord, this person, entrust into Your care. This situation, I give it to You. this need, this problem. Lord, you're with me. Entrusted into your wise and loving and powerful arms. I know that for some here, there are big things you're going through. And I'm sure there'll be some things as well that others are not aware of, even I'm not aware of. One thing I've found helpful sometimes is to kind of know God's present. He puts people around me. And just their kind of hand on my shoulder, as it were, can be like his hand on my shoulder, because we're his arms and legs and feet. If you just need to kind of know physically that God's with you, if you just need, as it were, a hand on your shoulder, whatever you're facing, I'm just going to ask you right now just to raise a hand, and I'm going to ask someone near you who's not got their hand raised to just to come and put a hand on your shoulder and just, as it were, stand with you, remind you that the Lord is right near. So if you just need to know that kind of God's with you in what you're facing right now in a kind of physical way, just raise your hand right now, and I'm just going to ask a few people to come and just, if that's you and you just need to know that, just raise a hand. Just a few people raising their hands now. Anyone else just need to know someone come and stand with you, as it were? Just going to ask if, Margaret and Jackie, you were able to just get up and just look round, and Graham as well, and just look round for those with a hand, and just go and stand next to them and just be praying for them. Just if there's anyone else who just wants someone to kind of pray quietly for them, and Lord, we just say, come by your Spirit. He's here. He's with us. Jesus. Lord, you're right next to us. Do not fear, for I am with you, says the Lord. Thank you. Jesus. Jesus promised his disciples, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Give us his Spirit, not just next to us, but within us. Lord, we just receive again fresh filling of your Spirit and awareness of your presence with us always. Come, we pray, move among us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.